That is the title track off of Bela Fleck's Throw Down Your Heart, The Complete Africa Sessions. The reissue is up for a Grammy for Best Historical Album. It was all the way back in 2005 when Fleck went to Africa to explore the origins of the banjo. He toured through Uganda, Tanzania, Gambia, and Mali, jamming with local musicians along the way. The music they made inspired a documentary film and two albums, including one called The Ripple Effect, which are all part of the Grammy-nominated release. And one of the standouts from that trip is Basse Kukuyate, who plays the ngoni, a traditional instrument in Mali. In honor of the album's Grammy nomination, we called Kuyate at his home in Bamako.
Yes, I'm Bamako now. I'm very sorry for my English. My English is very, very bad.
Oh, it sounds good to me, but that's why we have our interpreter here. So Karen is going to help us, and she will be great, okay. So don't worry about that.
Yeah, I'm ready.
And the first question I had was, what is the ngoni?
It's a string instrument. It's the father of the banjo and the grandfather of the guitar.
Wow. And how deep are the traditions of the ngoni in Mali?
The ngoni is one of the most traditional of Malian instruments. It's been around since before the period of Christ, and at this point we play it at marriages, we play it at baptisms, we play it at all our ceremonies. It's really one of the most important parts of our musical tradition.
And you say that your family, the Kuyates, are griots, or keepers of customs, and I think that's related to what you're saying there. It's related to your music. What does that mean?
We were the family that kept those traditional lives. My great-grandfather was counsel to an ancient king. We are the journalists. We are the tellers of the people. We are journalists.
You have such a musical family. Your wife, Amy Sacco, is a singer, and in fact, she appears on Throw Down Your Heart with you and Bela. Can we listen? This is called Kanjo. Beautiful. Do you think that your children will continue that musical tradition?
My father made music, his father made music, his grandfather made music, and it went that way all the way back before Jesus Christ. And now my children are doing the same thing. It's a custom for centuries and centuries and centuries. Bela came to find out about it because, as you may know, Africans brought the banjo to the United States.
Wow. And when you met Bela Fleck, the two of you picked up your instruments and you started to play together. Let's listen to some of that. What was it like to have an American banjo player come to your town and play with you?
Bela, c'est pas seulement un joueur de banjo. Bela, c'est une machine.
Bela isn't just a banjo player. He's a machine. A machine. That man is a machine. I never knew a man like that.
Huh. When you play the ngoni, how do you feel inside your body?
C'est comme mon sang qui est dans mon veine.
This instrument for me, it's in my veins. When I touch it, I think of the birth of ngoni right through until the present. It's like it's in my blood.
Hey, Bela!
Basse
Kuku. Hey, Bela, how you doing, man?
Before we let Basse Kukuyate go, Bela Fleck joined us on the line, and the musicians had a moment to reconnect. It had been years since Fleck's 2005 trip, and now their album, Exploring the Roots of the Banjo in Africa, is on the verge of winning a Grammy.
I'm great. It's good to hear your voice. How are you?
I'm fine. And you, good?
I'm doing great, yeah. I mean, considering insanity.
Yes, good. I'm very happy. I'm very happy.
Great to hear you.
Okay, man.
I miss
Thank you.
You.
Bye.
So, Bela Fleck, welcome. It is really good to speak with you. And it was great to hear Baseko say there that you are a banjo machine. What was it like to hear his voice again?
You know, Baseko is just such a fun guy to hang out with, and he has this big energy. And of course, when he plays, it's unreal. So, I mean, it's just a very happy sound to hear him again. I love him.
You know, I do think it's interesting, this idea that you were exploring the origins of the banjo, among other things. Could you talk about that for a minute?
Well,
what did you find? Yeah.
Well, here's the thing about that. I didn't find anything out that I didn't know already. I already knew the banjo came from Africa. I already knew it came from probably the Gambia or Western countries around the Gambia. But going there and experiencing the musicians and the instruments there in person was a whole different level of experience. And then I was able to film it and hopefully share that experience with people back here. I'm also a bit of an outsider to the bluegrass world in that I come from New York City. And there's always sort of a question mark, why do you play the banjo anyway? You know, you're from the Upper West Side in Manhattan. As I found out more and more about the banjo, it wasn't a Southern white instrument in its origins at all. It was from Africa.
Bela, just to connect the dots on the history here of the banjo, is that the reason it rose up in the American South and became what it is today is because enslaved Africans brought it here.
Yeah, and what happened was that as white folks appropriated it, they wore blackface and sang songs about how awesome it was on the old plantation. And that really rubbed people the wrong way back in the day. You know, it hadn't been very long since they were slaves. So they were like, we don't want that instrument anymore. And when the guitar showed up in jazz, people dropped the banjo like it was a hot coal. And then it had this resurgence in the South by white players such as Earl Scruggs, who sort of brought the banjo back from death's door. I mean, it was really going away. And he brought this whole new way of playing the banjo no one had ever done before. For me, I can pick up a banjo anytime and have a good time. It's an instrument that just makes you feel really good while you're playing it.
So do you think your own banjo playing changed as a result of what you saw and encountered in Africa? I remember a scene from the film when you're, and this was a musician playing the guitar, but you were shocked at what he was able to do with the guitar. It was so different, I could tell, from anything that you'd seen before. I just wonder if any of that has influenced your music today, now that it's been so many years since you've been back.
Yeah, that was Jelimadi. Jelimadi uses a lot of Ngoni techniques on the guitar, and Ngoni, of course, is what Boseku plays. So all of the techniques that I was exposed to and that I had to learn to interact with have made me a better banjo player and just added more facets to my grab bag of ideas and techniques and musical phrases that are accessible to me now.
Let's talk about the ripple effect for just a moment. This was an entirely new album that was recorded with a new musician that you weren't able to meet on your trip to Africa. That's Toumani Diabaté. Tell us about him.
Well, Toumani Diabaté is one of the great instrumentalists of the world. He plays the kora. He also lives in Bamako, where Boseku lives. But unfortunately, when I went to Bamako, he was out of town and he only got back on the day we left, so we didn't even get to meet. But we ran into each other at a folk festival in Winnipeg, Canada. And so they threw us on the stage, you know, with no rehearsal. And all of a sudden, there we were, face to face for the first time. And we just got up on stage and went.
Well, let's listen to some of the music from that album. This is something that people might recognize. It's Dueling Banjos. It was heard on the soundtrack of the film Deliverance. Here's your version of it with Toumani. I love it. People all around the country are either stomping their foot right now or having flashbacks to the movie.
Yeah, they're either horrified or they think it's great. Yeah, I've been trying to not play that song for 40 years. And when I got together with Toumani, I thought, well, now this is a weird enough situation to actually play that song. But I have to say, the real joy in playing with him were these long meditative pieces where we would just groove and take turns and build this hypnotic, rippling, magical effect. Because really what the kora does, very much like the banjo, is it ripples. That's what it does well. You alternate your fingers and you create all these ostinatos, and that's what the banjo does well. So all we had to do was put our ripples together and we were in business.
You know, I can't help but ask, you released this album and re-released Throw Down Your Heart last year when the Black Lives Matter movement drew so much more attention to issues like cultural appropriation. And of course, this album was made many years before that. But did you have to think about that when you were sort of re-releasing this project and you made it so many years ago? Is it tricky?
To me, it was the opposite, because it was clearly stating that the banjo comes from Africa and just sort of offering up proof of it. When I made this film, it just wasn't as well understood by people that the banjo was from Africa. A lot of people thought I was crazy. I had arguments with people about where the banjo came from. And for me, it was all about pointing the light back to the truth about the banjo.
Banjo great Bela Fleck, his reissue of Throw Down Your Heart is nominated for a Grammy for Best Historical Album. Bela, as always, great to speak with you. Thanks for making some time for us.
My pleasure.
We'll link you to more at hereandnow.org. And by the way, thanks to our producer, Karen Miller Medson, for helping us out with the French.